any level, you know, any team, first and foremost, being a veteran, I'm going to have to be a leader. You know, spend some time. I've been around this league, so I'll be able to push the younger guys in a good direction. You know, so we got some good young talent here. It'll be up to me to make sure we're handling everything that we're supposed to on and off the field. Other than that, we'll be filling in everywhere. You know, I think we have a pretty flexible offense. You know, Gassi does a good job of putting us all in different places. So we really won't have any locked guys in locked positions. You know, I think it'll really be just creating matchups that we see fit and getting the ball in the hands of the guys that can do what they do. Picking it up pretty well. It's not as hard as I thought it was the first week I got here. You know, it kind of threw me off with some of the formations and all those type of things, but they've been doing a good job of making us adjustable, you know, and making sure that we're picking it up on our pace, you know. So it's been going good. I think a lot of the things that they've put in thus far has been helping us try to accumulate ourselves into it slowly but surely. So it's been going pretty good.
As a veteran, you see Hard Knocks coming in here. Right. What are your thoughts? As a veteran, you finally get a shot for this.
You know, I don't have any real emotion towards it. It'll be another work day, just as it will. Just so happen to be a cameras around, you know. So we'll come into work as we usually do, and just the rest of the world just get to see how we operate.
Could you talk about coming in here at a time when Andre had been here since 2002, and what it's going to be like for all you guys? It's not fair to say you're going to replace him, but the fact is, y'all are the candidates.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, number 80 will forever be a guy in this organization. You know, probably the best receiver in this organization, you know, since it's been open. And none of us are here to fill his shoes. You know, we're here to do what we do best. Collectively, we'll do our jobs and do whatever is asked of us, you know, and that's how we'll move forward. We're not here to fill anybody's shoes. And respectfully, you know, we couldn't fill his shoes. You know, he's been a great guy in this organization, in this community, well-respected around this city, you know, well-respected in the NFL itself. You know, Andre's been a guy that I've been close to, even not even being in the Houston Texans jersey. So I have much respect and admiration for a guy like that. But at the end of the day, the new guys that are here and the younger guys that have been pulled into this organization, we're not here to fill issues. We're here to do what we do best and move forward however we can.